A front page drama from the files of the American Weekly.
People like your sermons, Jerry. I think you do them a lot of good.
I don't think so, Elisa. Sure, while the words are still ringing in their ears, they're full of repentance and love for one another. But 10 minutes after they leave the meeting, it's all gone.
When an evangelist begins to doubt his own usefulness, then it's time for him to look for another calling. That's the position Jerry Dukes was in just before preaching his first sermon in his hometown. Listen as Front Page Drama brings you a story from the files of the American Weekly, the great magazine that is distributed with a leading Sunday newspaper on sale in this city. There weren't many ways for young people to spend an evening in the small town of Philpotts, Arkansas, especially if they'd already seen the attraction at the one local movie theater. So one mild June night, Jerry Dukes and his friends Ollie Wilson and Madge Grewer, an engaged couple, naturally gravitated toward a tent on the outskirts of town where a girl evangelist named Elisa Farrell was conducting a revival meeting. It was stimulating to be in amongst the crowd. By the end of the evening, the young evangelist had her listeners in the palm of her hand. And no one was more impressed than Jerry Dukes.
I've never heard anyone like her. I'm going up to talk to her. Want to come along, Ollie? Madge?
If Ollie wants to.
Oh, no, no. Oh, no, not me. Let's get over to the ice cream parlor before it closes, Madge.
All right, you two go ahead and I'll see you later.
Fine, and then we can all reform together.
I want to tell you how much I enjoyed your sermon, Miss Farrell.
Well, that's very kind of you. I see you waited until the last.
Yes, I thought I could walk you to the hotel.
All right, let's walk.
My name is Jerry Dukes. I own the gas station down the road, half a mile.
Oh, yes, I passed it when I drove into town.
That is, I'm going to own it. I'm buying out old Mr. Harley.
That's nice.
Do you like preaching?
That's like asking me if I like breathing.
Well, you sure got the voice for it. I guess the voice counts a lot.
You've got a fine speaking voice yourself. Did anyone ever tell you?
Who, me? Oh, sure. Wonderful for hog calling.
No, really. With a little practice, well, you could do every bit as well as I do.
Preaching?
Yes, preaching. And you have more than a voice. You have a warm, sincere personality. Oh, I forgot. You have a gas station to run. Well, that's an honorable calling, too.
Well, I haven't actually bought it yet. I'm supposed to close title on it next week, but I guess I could still change my mind.
Mr. Dukes, are you saying you'd consider giving up buying your gas station for evangelism?
Well, gosh, I don't know if I'd be any good at it. Besides, I'd have to know something about it first.
Well, I could tell you everything you wanted to know.
You could?
Yes. And if you wanted, you could travel with us for a while.
Us?
My father and me. Father isn't very well and doesn't preach anymore himself, but he was the best of them all in his day. He'd be glad to have you.
Well, gosh, I sure never expected the evening to turn out like this.
I assure you, neither did I.
Well, here he is. What happened to you, Jerry? Get kidnapped by that good-looking evangelist? Come on, better order up quick. Charlie's ready to close the store.
I don't want anything.
Jerry's got it bad. No appetite and a dazed expression.
Say, that Elisa Farrell sure preaches a powerful sermon.
Well, now, cut it out.
Hey, don't tell me you've fallen for her.
No, I haven't.
And what's got into you?
I've got news for you two. I'm not buying the gas station.
You're not
buying the gas station?
No. I'm going to travel around the country with Miss Farrell and her father. I'm going to become an evangelist.
And there was something in Jerry Duke's face that made further wisecracks remain unspoken on the lips of his two friends. There was no doubt about it. He meant what he said. Listen in just a moment for the conclusion to this front page drama from the files of the American Weekly. A wife can be a spur to a man's ambition, driving onward and upward to success. But unless she is realistic and wise, she can also drive him too far. And that's what happened to Charlie Johnson. His wife's desire for better things made him work hard until he was promoted to auditor of his company. But her unbridled ambition pushed him over the brink. And when it was over, Charlie was in jail. You'll want to read this story of a nagging wife in the July 29th issue of the American Weekly. It's called Charlie Keeps Up with the Joneses and should be of interest to everyone. The American Weekly is a magazine with an infinite variety of unusual true stories and articles. The American Weekly is distributed with a leading Sunday paper in this city. Read it, and you'll agree that it deserves its slogan, The Nation's Reading Habit. And now, back to our front page drama. The next 6 months saw some major changes in the life of Jerry Dukes. In a shorter time than seemed possible, he bought a second-hand trailer, mastered the technique of addressing revival meetings, received his ordination as brother in the New World Society of Evangelists, and married Elisa Farrell. By mid-December, they had made a complete tour of the Southern Circuit and were back again in Philpotts, Jerry's hometown. But the speed at which all this happened had left Jerry feeling somehow dissatisfied.
How does it feel to be back home again, Jerry?
It feels pretty good, I guess, Elisa. Mr. Harley sure was surprised when we pulled into his gas station last night.
Yes, wasn't he? By this time, it must be all over town that the Wanderer has returned. Jerry.
Yes?
You've been so thoughtful lately.
Thoughtful? Well, an evangelist is supposed to be thoughtful, isn't he?
I don't mean that kind of thoughtful. The word I really mean is depressed.
Oh, you're imagining it, honey.
No, I'm not. I first noticed it right after we left Dad at Aunt Mary's house. Maybe I'd have noticed it sooner if I hadn't been so busy nursing Dad through that awful attack he had. What is it, Jerry?
I don't know what you mean, Elisa. Why should I be depressed? I'm doing all right.
You certainly are. I knew the minute I met you, you had a calling to be a preacher. That's why I encouraged you the way I did. People liked your sermons, Jerry. I think you do them a lot of good.
I don't think so, Elisa. Sure, while the words are still ringing in their ears, they're full of repentance and love for one another. But 10 minutes after they leave the meeting, it's all gone.
Oh, no, Jerry, that's not so.
I've watched them. I didn't want to say this to you, but my sermons all seem so useless, so short-lived.
Then you haven't really been happy in this work, have you?
Elisa, no matter what a man's work is, he wants to feel he's accomplishing something.
Hi, anybody home?
Ollie, why, you old so-and-so. Oh, it sure is good to see you.
How you been, Jerry? And how are you, Elisa?
Oh, fine, thanks.
I heard you were in town, so I thought I'd come out to see you before I left.
But before you left? You and Madge moving or something?
I'm moving.
Well, what does that mean?
It means that Madge and I are washed up. You might as well know it now as later.
Oh, Ollie, I'm sorry.
I'm only sorry we didn't call it quits sooner. Well, you'd think a wife would want to see her husband enjoy himself once in a while. If I go out with the boys every now and then, you'd think I was committing murder the way she carries on.
What do you call now and then?
Oh, once or twice a week. All she needs is to get a whiff of beer on my breath, and she nags, 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 till I think I'll go crazy. I'm glad it's over.
Where are you going, Ollie?
A friend of mine is driving out to the coast this afternoon. Madge doesn't know it yet, but I'm going along.
And how is Madge going to feel about it?
Oh, I guess it'll be good riddance for her, too. Oh, heck, let's talk about something pleasant. How do you like being home?
Well, I haven't seen much of it yet.
Say, who's doing the preaching these days, you or Elisa?
Oh, we take turns. Jerry is preaching tonight. We thought it would give the home folks a thrill.
It sure will. Too bad I won't be around here. I'll be 100 miles on my way by tonight.
Fine tonight, Jerry.
Well, I gave them the best I had. If only I didn't feel so much like a sword swallower or a performing seal.
Well, your talk had an effect on one listener I know.
Who was that?
Madge Wilson. She was crying.
Oh, was she here? How did you manage to spot her?
I saw her when I went to the back with the collection plate.
Well, if she was crying, it was about her troubles, not about what I had to say about understanding and tolerance.
Maybe. I feel so badly for her. We must go see her tomorrow.
Poor kid. She's probably wondering what happened to Ollie.
Do you think he'd leave without even telling her?
He might, to avoid an argument.
Then we really must go to her. Oh, poor Madge. She'll be frantic.
Hello, Madge.
Jerry and Elisa, how wonderful. Come in, come in.
Thanks, Madge.
Oh, Ollie will be so glad to see you. I'll call him. Ollie, Ollie, you'll never guess who's here.
I don't understand.
Neither do I.
Well, 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 you two are a sight for sore eyes. Madge tells me your sermon last night was terrific, Jerry.
Oh, it was. Ollie, you make them comfortable, will you? I'll go and get some cold drinks.
Hey, what is all this, Ollie?
Oh, what are you doing here?
Do me a favor, will you, both of you? Don't ever let on to Madge what I was going to do. Not one word.
Well, of course not.
It was lucky I didn't leave her a note or anything. You see, I made this fellow wait over until this morning before starting so that I could hear your sermon, Jerry. I sneaked in and stood in a corner. No one saw me. Well, it knocked me for a loop. And when you talked the way you did about love and understanding and the business of give and take, I realized what a heel I'd been. But it's going to be different from now on. I promise you. Well, Elisa, are you pleased about Madge and Ollie?
Yes, I am, but... Oh, dear.
What's the matter? You look upset and unhappy.
No, I'm the happiest girl in the world. Only it's too bad Mr. Harley's going to be disappointed a second time.
What do you mean?
When I saw how upset you were this morning, I went to see him to ask whether his gas station was still for sale.
Oh, no more gas stations for me. Now that I've seen what words can do, I'm an evangelist with a real mission.
Jerry and Elisa Dukes are still making their rounds of the Southern Circuit, bringing faith and a better way of life to the thousands who hear them, and finding for themselves the happiness that comes with accomplishment. This has been another front-page drama from the files of the American Weekly. Naturally, real names have not been used. The whole family will find plenty of interesting things they never knew before in the American Weekly. The American Weekly is the magazine that contains unusual features for the whole family. And that's why it's enjoyed by readers in over 9.5 million homes from coast to coast. There are articles on science and medicine, helpful household, cooking, and beauty hints. Also, magnificently illustrated stories of romance, adventure, and mystery in the American Weekly. The whole family will love the true, exciting stories in it. The American Weekly is carried with a leading Sunday paper that's on sale in this city. Ask your news dealer for the Sunday paper that carries the American Weekly and share in the nation's reading habit.